Common Ground, a brand new podcast. I'm Nimco Ali, feminist, activist, and FGM survivor. In this new podcast, I want to hear from people who I can find common ground with. I'll be speaking to politicians, commentators, celebrities. I'll ensure that despite our differences, we'll find key issues we both care about. Common Ground with Nimco Ali. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Friday, the 17th of September. I'm losing track of it. I'm absolutely losing track of where we are. I got sent a beautiful, as you know, if you heard the programme, beautiful Christmas catalogue, which I'm thoroughly enjoying going through for this year and for next year as well. So I shall be placing an order on there. Somebody wrote to me yesterday and said, oh, you mentioned Joe Allen's, and I've just realised it's round the corner from the Lyceum. So we've just booked to go to the Lyceum, so we've just booked Joe Allen's as well. So that's all going well, because it's been like 18 months. Paul Cooper, who's got the fruit and veg shop, has only just opened up the shop for people to go inside. They've had all their flooring done and everything else because it's quite an old building. And so they've opened up the shop now for everybody. So before you had to stand outside and they would get the stuff from inside that you needed. Now you can actually go in there. It makes such a difference. Such a difference. No masks. No masks, but it's good. And Prince Andrew's ex, Koo Stark, she has a checkered life. In fact, I seem to remember there were various stories about Koo Stark. She went out with Andrew and then, of course, the press discovered she'd made a soft porn film. I never quite understood the reason behind soft porn films, but she got her boobs out. And they started, and then she got very cross about the whole thing. And then there was something a short while ago, something to do with a house she was in, that somebody was trying to get her out. And I can't remember what it was about. It was one of those bizarre things where I think she'd owed rent or something. I can't remember. The producer would sort of check it out. I just remember there was an issue about something with Koo Stark. There you go. She wants housing benefit. Now, whether this is true or not, I've got no idea. I mean, they say she's a model and actress. She was declared bankrupt over a £38,500 bill, but she still manages to live in a Knightsbridge street. She reportedly applied for benefits so she could stay living in the neighbourhood and not disrupt the education of her daughter, Tatiana. In 2012, this was, but I knew there was something. So she lives in a £2 million flat. Oh, God. We should all be so lucky. Anyway, here she is. I believe she's now written a book. I'm sure that there was a book about her thing. She always at one time said, I'm not going to say anything. I should imagine with the baggage that comes with Prince Andrew at the moment, she must be absolutely sort of thinking, oh dear, mistake on that one. And now she's unveiled an exhibition of her own images. And they say she's a New York-born star. She was never a star. She was never a star. She made soft porn. And that's what it was. And everybody's going, oh, this is why Andy got his name Randy Andy, because of the sort of people he hung around with. And unfortunately, she was one of them. And she got very litigious. She hated, you know, she didn't want to marry him, I suppose, because all this stuff came out about her. But I always remember it because throughout most of my working life, she's been there. Not obviously in my life, but in somebody else's life. Liam Payne cozies up to his stunning fiancée. She's called Maya Henry, and she's model. They're all models, aren't they? It's just a bit. There was a picture the other day of Dawn Ward's daughter, who's apparently engaged to a footballer. She's like 23, and the footballer's like 30 or something. And they called her a model. And I looked at the pictures of this over-made-up, blousy old thing, and I thought, what sort of model would you be, darling? I don't think you'd be walking down the Paris catwalks anytime soon. Whereas this one here, Maya Henry, she looks like she's... She's a model. She's got one of those blank faces and she wears, you know, outfits you can see through. Or is that Liam Payne? Difficult to tell, actually, in this day and age, isn't it, really? Fleetwood Mac's legendary guitarist Lindsey Buckingham swaps rifts for riffs. Rifts for riffs. Because they had a big falling out and there was, you know, people do it all the time. On surprisingly upbeat solo album, which is good. I saw them, actually. I'm sure I saw a Sky Arts thing which had Fleetwood Mac, singing, which is lovely. I was going to mention actually, Piers Morgan, of course, has got a super new job. He's very happy. He said, poor old Meghan will be fuming. Yes, because he'll be seen across all the continents. It's apparently a deal worth about £50 million. you know, which is brilliant for him. And he got an award the other day, so he must be very, very happy. Very, very happy. And as I say, Meghan will be so cross, spitting blood, I should imagine. Kate McGlynn says she's not a sexy person. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at the pictures, dear. You're not a sexy person. You're quite right. I'm not going to disagree with you if that's what you think. I'm going with it. And she's dreading learning passionate routines on Strictly. Oh, dear. See, that, darling, too much publicity before the event. It's like Dan What's-His-Face, you know, the bland, boring one from the BBC's Breakfast Time. I mean, he just looks like as wooden as a tree, Dan Walker. Prince Charles, Nets fashion guru, to become his style counsel. Apparently, Charles has often appeared on the best dress list over the years. You are joking, aren't you? Prince Charles, best dressed. I mean, the kilt we saw the other day. I'm sorry, how does that fit in? Anyway, apparently he's got an 18-piece luxury capsule collection. He's appointed Federico Marchetti. He'll be a director of the Heir to the Thrones company, A.G. Garrick, which has sold everything from a stuffed corgi toy to a cushion emblazoned with the motto, God Save the Queen. Sounds all a bit tacky as far as I'm concerned, but there you go. Never let it be said that the royal family don't try and come up with just about everything. Jane Powell's died at 92. You might remember Jane Powell. She starred in Royal Wedding, which I think was a tap dancing thing and all the rest of it. And Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. She died in her home at Wilton, Connecticut. And she was born in Portland, Oregon. 92. And she was a stalwart of the musical theatre. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of her. She's showbiz. She's showbiz. She's got a showbiz that runs through her veins. might be run through her veins as well. I know quite a few people like that as well. Here we go. Lewis Hamilton, cutting a relaxed figure. He does wear the most peculiar outfits. He really does. He was strolling through New York City after joining a hotel liaison with OnlyFans model Janet Guzman. The OnlyFans one where they take the clothes off. Ooh, tacky, tacky. Tacky, tacky, Lewis. Not very good, poor old soul. I mean, so you go back to the hotel. What, did you get some pictures or something? Did you have to pay a bit extra? I don't know. Idris Elba's wife, Sabrina, wearing a backless sheer dress as she ramps up the glamour for London Fashion Week's opening night. I'm sorry, I'm still waiting to see pictures of Victoria Beckham entering the world of fashion, but as we all know, she's not really in the world of fashion, is she? Naomi Campbell, stunning in a flowing blue gown. Yeah, don't like Naomi Campbell. Nasty little issues, I'm afraid. She's a troubled person. Very troubled.
For the Many, with Ian Dale and former Labour Home Secretary Jackie Smith. Join Ian and Jackie every week as they untangle the world of politics.
Angela Rayner, far from being sacked, ended up being essentially
shadow Secretary of State for everything.
Shadow Deputy Prime Minister, Shadow First Secretary for this, that and the other. That was all good, and they have appeared together.
That was all fine.
For the Many, listen now and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And there was somebody called Mabel, who apparently is a singer or might not be a singer. Or who? Naina Cherry's daughter. Naina who? Isn't that what they say nowadays? I love it. I feel the love you've been sending. Ronnie Wood sharing a charcoal drawing of Charlie Watts and thanking fans for the support. He was 80, for God's sake. You know, 80's a, it's a good picture, actually, as well. Very good picture. Sylvester Stallone's memorabilia is going up for auction with his boxing gloves from Rocky III. Expected to sell for 20,000 quid. Can you believe I've never seen any of the Rocky films? I'm not. They sound as bland as they can go, and I've seen Sylvester Stallone talk like that. Well, not like that at all, actually. It was a very bad impression, but wasn't really interested. Sophie Ellis-Bextor shining bright in a fuchsia sequin play suit as she takes centre stage at the Isle of Wight Festival. I didn't even know that was still going, but apparently it is. It is, and so she took to the stage. Tommy Fury, it's in very high spirits. He ripped off his shirt and beat his bare chest. Oh, you silly little show-off, honestly. What is the matter with you, dear? Tommy Fury. And he spread his arms out wide. He was with a group of male pals. And there's a few bimbo types standing around. Oh, can we get free drinks? Is that all right to get free drinks? Oh, because, yeah, I really love you. Really love you. I think you're great. Tommy Fury. Love it. Love it. Did you see that bit? Oh, that was fabulous. I found it again the other day on YouTube, and it was a bit from Celebrity Big Brother, which was a bit embarrassing because all it had was a bunch of old has-beens and some people who never was. And in one of them, it was, I think it was, oh, David Bowie's ex-wife, Angie Bowie. And anyway, and she says to one of the girls in there, David's died. I've just heard David's died of cancer. And this other girl has a complete mental breakdown. She's like, and all the other people are going, what's the matter? She just told me David's died. Because there was David was in the house. David Guest was in the house. Of course, it was ironic because a few months later he did die. But anyway, he was asleep in bed. And they went, what are you talking about? He's in, and then Daniela Westbrook, always one to stick her beaky nose, what's left of it, into everybody else's business. Poor old soul. But anyway, so she goes, he's in bed. And so Angie Bowie looks at her, obviously realising that poor old Daniela Westbrook's a bit more thick than she ever imagined, and goes, my ex-husband, David Bowie. Oh, I'll go and calm the waters, goes Daniela Westbrook, who couldn't calm a bath, poor soul. Dame Joan Collins, here she is, 88. She went to a London art exhibition. She's 88. I mean, listen, she knows how to put the makeup on. She knows how to wear everything. And she's lovely. She's lovely. So much energy for, I know, for 88. Well, when you say so much energy, it doesn't take much energy to go to an art exhibition and stand there going, hello. You know, otherwise I've got a lot of energy. Not. Comedian Russell Brand, dirty little person. You remember those horrible phone calls that he made, Russell Brand? We all remember that, Russell. We've not forgotten. And Jonathan Ross as well. Hope somebody does it to one of your children one of these days, pal, then you'll understand. And his author wife raked in 1.4 million in dividends from their joint company during the pandemic. I think actually HMRC is clamping down on dividends and things like that because they've suddenly realised. I never thought he was funny at all. Always thought he was very dreary. Katie Price's fiancé. Oh, that's still on, is it? How surprising. How surprising. Here he is, cutting a solemn figure as he steps out alone in Essex. Still trying to work out, you know, what went on here. But don't worry, not too long to go. Another three. What's the date today? Date today is the 17th. Three more days, and the police will then tell us who this person is. We're all waiting, because there she is, sitting at home, and somebody punches her. I mean, did they break in? Were they in the hat? We don't know. She was also, they've said she was drunkenly flirting with another man. Well, when she has a drink, she's a bit of an embarrassment, I'm afraid. And so he stepped out alone after she denied breaking off the engagement. Because once she's sobered up, they were all saying, oh, it's all finished, is it? Nah. She talks like that. Nah. And so they went, yeah, but you said that at the NTAs. Nah. And so here's a picture of him. He's a bit of a plank, I'm afraid. And I'm afraid if you believe that that was a £50,000 ring, which apparently is still missing. It's all very worrying, isn't it? But I'm sure we'll find out the truth eventually. And then we'll turn around and go, oh, never saw that one coming. Rachel Riley doesn't know where to look as the letters on Countdown spell out S-L-U-T on the board. They've always had things like that. There's always been a rude word. Even when Bob Holness, you know, did his sort of programme, they said, I'll have a pee, Bob, and everybody burst into laughter and all the rest of it. It's the same sort of thing. Holly Willoughby and Pip Schofield filled with glee as they thank viewers after the tricks, the NTAs and the TV Choice Awards in just 2 weeks. It's all very good indeed. I see Phil Vickery had to change his shirt on the programme the other day. Honestly, very embarrassing. And Dan Walker sparks rumours he's partnered with Nadia Bishkova as he leaves rehearsals with the dancer. He's the most boring man on the television. He really is dull. Mind you, now old Piers Morgan's doing so much better than little Dan. As I say, they've used everybody on the BBC Breakfast Time except Louise Minchin, who didn't get a look in. Never mind, Louise. Another lifetime. Another job.
For the Many, with Ian Dale and former Labour Home Secretary Jackie Smith. Join Ian and Jackie every week as they untangle the world of politics.
Angela Rayner, far from being sacked, ended up being essentially
Shadow Secretary of State for everything.
Shadow Deputy Prime Minister, Shadow First Secretary for this, that and the other. That was all good. And they have appeared together.
That was all fine. Good.
For the Many, listen now and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Amanda Holden, blowing in the breeze with her silk fuchsia dress. It is, isn't it? And a denim jacket. I'm not sure about the denim jacket, dear. It's on her way to work at Heart FM. And Barry Manilow has confirmed the return of his Las Vegas residency. He's 78. He's 78. I have to be honest, he has now had so much work done on his face. He is unrecognisable as Barry Manilow. But we know, can smile without you. Oh, Mandy. I still think Mandy was one of the best songs of all time. I loved Mandy. It was very good indeed. And then he came out as gay. And we all went, that's a bit of a surprise. Almost as surprised as we were when H came out from Steps. Kate Garraway, unrecognisable in a throwback after she anchors the news show 1996. And she does look, well, you know, if you take back me to 1996, I look a little bit different as well. Ed Sheeran reveals his favourite beer is actually Victoria Bitter. Oh, she's not. Don't say that. It's not her fault she's insecure. But he's a fan also of a British ale by the same name by Earl Soham Brewery. I'm assuming it must be one of those big houses, so that's it. We like him. He started putting the glasses on again. I think he looks better without them. Much better. Renée Zellweger, 52, cozying up to a boyfriend who's called Ant. And he looks OK, a bit ancient, considering that he's only 42. He's lined beyond belief, poor soul. And Jamie Lang brands himself posh and privileged, and then a rude word, as he admits he's not proud of his numerous cheating scandals. Good old hair transplant, Jamie Lang. Poor soul, honestly, what does he do? Answer is, we're not too sure. But he's sort of a little bit of a cheeky boy, but he's heir to nothing, OK? He's not posh. He really isn't. When it comes down to it, he just cheats on people, that's it. An embarrassment all round, poor little soul, but never mind. Listen, have yourselves a great weekend. I think the weather's going to be all right. I'm hoping it's going to be OK. Good for me, which is quite nice. Oh, it's so-so. It's not going to rain, is it? Oh, that's all right, because I'm going out on Saturday and Sunday, and I don't want to have to take an umbrella. It's an added extra. You know what it's like? A gentle breeze. Woo, a little bit of overcastness, which I can cope with, actually. Might treat myself to... No, I won't, actually. No, I'm going to buy some more shirts, but I know that the bloke who does all my washing and ironing, he'll be going, not more shirts, Steve. Not more shirts, please. I should have a clear-out, actually. Perhaps I should give them to charity. Nah, sod it. I don't think anybody would want to wear my shirts. Why would they? Why would they? Anyway, have a good weekend. We're back with you on Monday morning, because we're not here on Sunday now. And if you download as many programmes as possible, it all gives me brownie points. I mean, I don't want to sort of push you in this one, but the more downloads we have, the happier they are with us. And the more they sort of go, really good, still number one in the downloads in the business. Thank you very much indeed. So we'll have some more of that. And I hope you all have a fantastic time and you'll join me again on Monday. Until then, take care.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Monday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.